Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. I'm Brandon Shanahan, joined today by Mid-Prairie Transportation Director Teresa Hartley to talk about her experience at the annual Iowa Pupil Transportation Association Conference in Des Moines. So first, can you just kind of give me a rundown on what exactly you were doing in Des Moines?
Every year they hold an annual IPTA conference for transportation directors, bus drivers, maintenance directors, or mechanics. This is held in Des Moines every year, and it's a three-day conference, and so that's why I was there.
Perfect. And then I'm sure what the highlight of it was the intentional crash that they staged. Can you tell me a little bit about that and what you were able to take away from that?
Yeah, it was actually really cool. This is the first time we've had anything like this. I've only been going for 3 years, so this is only my third year. But it was really neat. They spent a lot of money, and they worked very hard to make this happen for us. They felt it was very important for us to look at. Right now, I don't know if you know this, but there is big talk about whether we should put lap shoulder belts on buses. So they were kind of trying to prove a point with the safety of the lap shoulder belt versus the not. So there was 8 kids total that were, and when I say kids, they're dummies, that were strapped in this bus. And so they wanted to get the results out of that to see the 4 that were strapped in and the 4 that weren't strapped in to see what results we got out of the crash from there. They wanted it to be a rollover, obviously, with the bus, but it did not happen. It was kind of crazy. The bus was going about 35 miles an hour when it hit 2 vehicles head on. The front axle of the bus stuck into the car that it hit, and they weren't expecting that. So it didn't actually roll, but it almost did. It still gave us the impact that we were looking for to kind of see what was happening. So it was pretty neat. It was kind of chilling to walk through the bus, though. I got to be, not everybody got to walk through just because of the line, but I mean, depending on how long you wanted to wait in line, you could. So I waited in line. And I took pictures of every single kid, so to say, dummy, that was in there. And every one of the ones that weren't strapped in with a lap shoulder belt were on the floor and under seats. And when we looked at the results, they had some scientists there that were helping with this crash. Basically, it was 6 times more likely that the child would have been hurt versus being in a lap shoulder belt. The ones in the lap shoulder belt, they could have been hurt but not killed. These other ones would have been much worse off. That's kind of what happened.
And then on the issue of the seat belts on the bus, what are your thoughts on it, and what kind of logistics would go into implementing that?
Well, I mean, in the conference, it was actually a very good conference because we also had another speaker that she was 27 years old, a transportation director in Minnesota, and then she had a bus that was hit and had 3 fatalities. So in looking at her crash back in 1997, when they were looking at the ones that were fatally injured and the other kids that were in the bus, they said that potentially some of those kids could have been worse off had they been in lap shoulder belts. It all depends on your opinion and the accident. I think it's a case-by-case scenario. I think, yes, there are a lot of people that are very worked up about the lap shoulder belts, and I do see in the near future that is going to be something that is implemented in our buses and has to happen. So I guess it's just like a car. People are going to have to get used to it. And it's not that anybody is trying to make it more difficult. They're just trying to say that the kids are going to be safer. And I guess there's not enough that I have seen to say one way or another, I guess. Because like I said, looking at both scenarios we saw this week, one says had they had them, there would have been more injuries. And then we saw in our demonstration that they would have been safer being in lap shoulder belts. So again, I think it comes down to doing the best that you can on training your drivers and your department. We know that obviously at some point there could be an accident. Do we want that to happen? Absolutely not. But the only thing we can do that is in our hands is to give the trainings and the information that these drivers can have to get them to where they can respond as quick as possible if it does happen.
Perfect. Well, yeah, that hit all my points that I wanted to hit on. While I have you here, is there anything else that you'd like to highlight about the week or anything else going on at Mid Prairie?
No, we're just getting ready for school to start. We'll be having our transportation night coming in August. So that will be coming up, and we look forward to another good year. And I got a lot of things planned for some new training for our drivers.
And that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Teresa Hartley, Mid Prairie Transportation Director. You can find this program and more at kciiradio.com. I'm Brandon Shanahan with KCII News.